Chacham Yaakov Ades was a Ram in Yeshivat Parat Yosef and a tremendous Baki in Posikim. He gave a shiur in Tur Beit Yosef to the Talmidim, and back when Rav Avadya was in the shiur, there was so much back and forth between Chacham Ades and Rav Avadya that the other Talmidim, such as Rav Sion Levy, the future chief rabbi of Panama, used to complain that this isn't a private tutor session. Let us learn also. And Rav Avadya would respond, "What do you want me to do? I learn more outside of the Siddurim, so I have more to say than you. You should also learn outside of the Seder, and you'll have something to add to the conversation." Rav Yaakov Ades was so taken by Rav Avadya's Bekiut that he was forced to answer questions and clarify every time Rav Avadya asked a question. So much so that when Rav Avadya got engaged, Rav Yaakov Ades came to the party, and he said he knows that this is going to be Bayit Shel Torah Mamash, so even though I'm so old, I made the effort to come. Rav Avadya was a Talmid HaMachkim Et Rabo, a Talmid who asked solid questions and forced his Rebbe to deepen his own understanding and look further to answer the Talmid's questions. He was a Talmid of whom a Rebbe could say, Mi Talmidai Yoter Mikulam. Such a midah of HaMachkim Et Rabo is number 46 of the Kinyanei Torah. A Talmid has to seek to understand and elucidate the Rebbe's words. The Gemara in Chagiga calls such a Talmid a Chacham. He himself is a Chacham, the Gemara says. And the Mefarshim, such as the Tiferet Yisrael and the Midrash Shmuel, add how he forces his Rebbe to become a greater Chacham by looking into his own words. Instead of rushing to claim the Rebbe made a mistake, he toils to understand what the Rebbe said, because he understands that the Rebbe is greater than he is. It takes two to tango. The Maharal explains, in order to turn ideas mi machashava lefoal into lofty seichel, the Talmud is there to check the Rebbe and to elevate both of them in their Torah learning. Rabbi Yochanan had a wonderful chavruta named Reish Lakish, who unfortunately did not survive a difficult encounter they had. The Chachamim, in order to appease Rabbi Yochanan, brought him Rabbi Elazar ben Pedat to learn with him. But he couldn't take it. Rabbi Yochanan complained, "What is this? Every time I learned with Rabbi Reish Lakish, I would say something and he would bring me 24 questions, 24 disproofs to what I have to say. And you, every time, you, Rabbi Elazar ben Pedat, every time I say something, you bring me 24 proofs to what I'm saying. I don't need you." Rabbi Yochanan knew that he's right, the Ben Ish Chai says. He didn't need any more proofs. He needed a challenge to force him to articulate and expand his ideas further. We made a Rav Chashmatza that would expand and deepen their Torah learning. The role of a Talmud is not to approve of the Rebbe, but to check the Rebbe, to see what he has to say, and then to force him to say further. Rav Shechter often quotes things in Shi'ur, Mar Mikomot throughout Shas, Eposkim, and beyond what anyone else would think to quote. If the Talmud doesn't look it up, he might not realize that Rav Shechter isn't quoting it exactly the way you would think of to read it the first time. But when you go and you look it up, and you go over and you say, "Rebbe, I don't understand how Rebbe read this Ramban, I don't know how to understand how Rebbe read this thing," he'll show you how to move the comma a little bit over, and suddenly it'll make a lot more sense. He'll explain to you where his chidush was coming in. A machkim et rabo, someone who pushes the Rebbe to explain more. A Talmud has to pay attention to what his Rebbe is saying, and to strive to understand what the Rebbe is trying to teach him, in order to bring him and his Rebbe to higher levels of Torah learning. Umeimela, Rav Chashmatta. Baruch Adonai L'olam, amen v'yamen.